Okay, I have to stop right at 6:30, but at least have 45 minutes. Got other things to do. So, shall we continue practicing? We have a new member of our coding team, Dustin Cahood.
Hi, everybody.
Say hi to your audience.
And I'm a coder.
Hi, Dustin. You want to tell your story?
So. It all started with Laura Athey Lloyd's coding team.
Oh, it always starts there.
Someone else. Oh,
Lene.
Yeah.
Lene Mavridis.
Yep. Yeah.
So, Dustin is actually a veteran coder from two previous coding teams that I've led with dissertations. And so he expressed an interest in joining us. And because we had an odd number of people, coders, Dustin fit right in. So we have six. So now we can actually field three different teams. We're going to just run right through these data.
So should we switch from an odd number of people to a number of odd people?
An even number of odd people. So, so you've been reviewing the coding manuals,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
And you've been listening to the podcasts. And they've been... you know, enlightening or...
Yeah, I didn't get to listen to the second one yet.
You didn't get to the second one yet?
No.
That's where all the fireworks comes in. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, do I need the transcript that you're using or no?
No, we're just... see those things at the end, though. We're just using those as examples over here to practice with.
I think I already asked this and had it answered before.
And then eventually we have our data we'll use for the real stuff.
Okay.
This is just part of the coding menu.
Okay.
Oh, you want to talk about that? He emailed Auerbach and Blatt got an answer to the question.
Yes.
So did we share that information?
Huh?
Do we share that information now? Or?
Yeah, I think.
All right. So basically we asked them, because I guess we noticed on, did you see it on yours or mine, or both maybe?
Both.
We saw someone answer like one word response about their mother or some father was like just wrote dead. So we weren't sure how to rate that, but both of them said a 1 for conceptual level, Albrecht and Blatt. And Blatt.
So they independently answered you, and so their inter-rater reliability is perfect.
Right.
We're assuming that they didn't consult.
Yes.
I'll tell you what they
said.
So Albrecht said.
Yeah, because what if their parents died when they were infants? We're going by with these professionals.
I would score it a 3 because dad is a physical state. You know, if you said dead and rotting, do you get into a 5 where there's like an action going on? Mm-hmm. Or, you know, they're describing an activity that
sounds like an X-Men Rorschach coding question. Is there movement?
Yeah. Albert said that he said a response is a 1 to indicate the participatory primitive level of object relatedness, presumably at the level of need gratification and frustration. And then Blatt basically said he agrees with John that I would score the responses a 1 on conceptual.
Oh, so they did consult with each other
on conceptual level.
He said he agrees with
right,
John.
Right, because I only emailed Auerbach because I thought he'd be best to respond, and then he wanted to get I guess Blatt's opinion as well. So he forwarded my question.
I guess it's their measure; they can make the
requirement.
They're the gold standard.
But Blatt responded about the DR score. He said, in terms of the DR score, he rated it differently as a 4 actually. So he gave a 6.
And did Blatt agree with that?
No, that was Blatt's response. I didn't ask about the DR. I just asked about conceptual level. Blatt was the one who just commented about the DR.
They're going to consult with Diana.
Yeah, it was just like something he had. He's going to consult with Diamond.
Oh, he is?
About the
DR. Jeez, everybody's... You've thrown these world-renowned experts into a tizzy.
Yeah, she's up for that. She just got that award from the American Psychoanalysis Association.
Diana Diamond?
Yeah, she and Kernberg and something for some study they did. Mm.
Really? What study?
American Psychoanalysis. Something on the borderlines.
Yeah. Did it just get published?
Well, it was in the American Psychoanalyst, the journal.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if they've gotten to work for it. Okay. Jeff, you're not keeping current on these.
No, I'm not. Not at all.
It's like, now I have the space to, you know, match, because there's a nice big black and white of her to match with, you know, the emails.
Interesting. So, should we practice? So why don't you describe to Dustin what we're doing? And
okay, so yeah, basically I'm reading like a description from the manual. We're not looking at the score on the bus. Oh, they have a conceptual level score, but basically we're not looking at it. I'm reading it out loud. And we're all just thinking about in our own heads what a number we would assign it.
And then we now have scoring powers.
Oh, very nice.
Now you can refer to your manual, right? To the actual...
Yeah, you can refer to the manual.
The coding system.
That's page 14, whatever.
Deb is considered the frustration versus concrete.
Right. I guess, you know, in his case, because it's so non anything, but it would just be primitive.
I mean, it's still a parent's
conflict. Still anxiety.
But basically, yeah, we're all thinking of a rating, writing it down, and then when we're all finished, we're gonna, you know, share our ratings and discuss why.
Okay. Yep.
You got it?
Yep.
So page 14 is where the coding system actually begins, and it goes up to page 17.
Oh, and I reread through again, and as far as when we're not sure on how one or two things fall, if it's more of a 50-50 split, say between a 3 and a 5, where there's a bunch of behaviors listed, but then there's also a bunch of... actions listed, you do defer to the highest.
The highest, yeah.
As long as there are, you know, enough where, like, if you took out the behaviors, you could still say, you know, this is definitely a 5. So if it's the 2 like that, and but, you know, like, there's a good amount of the higher one, it's the higher one. If there's only maybe an allusion to, that's when you give it the medial score. So if it could stand on its own as a 5, but there's also some 3 stuff, then you do it that way. And then there's a weird...
Now, where were you reading about this?
It's in the manual.
Did you know which page?
Shortly after the page 14, I think it's...
And I guess...
Page 17 and 18, right?
Yeah. But if you have a 1-5 combination, you score it a 2.
A 2 or a 4, I think.
4 for adolescents. But we don't have any. Yeah.
Oh.
Where do you see that?
That's page 18, that big paragraph right at the very end.
Well, that's for the 1-5.
That's for the 1-5, yeah. But the
and then the bottom of page 17 is the 3-5.
Okay.
I think we're making this up, Joe.
I just want to see it for myself.
So, like, what would Blah have said, or what would you put if they said dead to me instead of dead? Dead to me.
Still a 1.
It's dead. Okay.
Yeah, of course, even more so.
Yeah. Yeah, I would think that'd even be more one-ish.
That would be, I think, actually more, you know, like, interpretive one-ish, too. Versus.
Yeah. Okay, so let's go.
Right, so the first one. My mother is a woman I admire to some degree. Never have I met a human being who cared less about cutting other people down by speaking behind their backs or criticizing them face to face. This is what I admire the most, the respect she gives to her acquaintances. She's a pessimistic person, I believe partly due to the orthodox upbringing she has had as a child. She always works hard in whatever she does, making certain all facts are certain, at work, housework, working for organizations, etc. There are the first few characteristics of hers which impress me the most, pessimism excluded. Sounds a little weird, though.
So, can you read one more time?
Yeah,
for
us? We gotta read one more time. My mother is a woman I admire to some degree. Never have I met a human being who cared less about cutting other people down by speaking behind their backs, of criticizing them face to face. This is what I admire the most, the respect she gives to her acquaintances. She is a pessimistic person, I believe partly due to the orthodox upbringing she has had as a child. She always works hard in whatever she does, making certain all facts are certain at work, housework, working for organizations, etc. These are the first few characteristics of hers which impress me the most. Pessimism excluded.
So who cared less about cutting someone down?
Never have I met a human being who cared less about cutting other people down by speaking behind their backs, criticizing them face to face.
So she liked criticizing them face to face.
Rather than talking behind their back.
Right.
Oh, yeah, that was
going. It sounded weird. Mm-hmm.
Let me know when your guys are done.
The final chapter.
I think I have to learn these better, a little bit better, the scores, but I think I know what.
Well, just write your score down. Do you have paper?
Yeah, I do. I'll catch up.
It's good. Yeah, you'll catch up. People done?
I don't know.
So just take a guess then.
An educator.
Yes.
All right. So who wants to start?
Okay. So I was torn between two answers, so I decided to play it safe. And I scored her an 8.
Wow.
I definitely thought there was a, you know, solid argument for a 7, but I mean, because she did, you know, do a lot of good description of some internal states there as far as, you know, maybe some reasons why she acts the way she does. But she did mention because of her upbringing, you know, she thought this is the way she acts, you know, currently, which I thought might be a little bit of a 9 because it does have that kind of transition over time, but I felt, you know, it was kind of like a weak argument for the 9. So I scored between the two with the 8.
Okay.
I wanted to say an 8 so bad, bless you, but I ended up going with a 7.
Mm-hmm.
Because I felt like there was some reasoning as to why his mother and her mother is the way they are, but I think they left out such like many descriptors, what the mother does for a living. It kind of touched on a little at the end, but I think it brought it down a little bit. Yeah. So a 7.
Who else?
We still have reliability.
I gave it a 6. I was gonna give it a 7, but I guess I don't know. There's some stuff about what she values, but like I guess some of it said what she does. Kind of there's some the cutting people down and stuff and speaking behind their backs. So there's some behavioral. But then yeah, she does give reason as to why she might be the way she is, which that's why I wanted to give it a 7, but.
Let me just ask a question about that. Cutting people down, you saw that as a behavior.
Somewhat, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
See, when I think of 5, I think of he works, goes to ballets, reads the paper, listens to music.
Right. That's why I give it a 6. I mean, just because I didn't think it was just all behavioral. I thought it was between a... it was a close 7. I had a 7 originally and I crossed it out.
Okay.
You can paraphrase like cutting people down to like catty or bitchy or, you know, make it a different type of adjective.
Say it again?
Like, you could take cutting people down and paraphrase it a little bit differently, and I, you know, think it falls more as, you know, like a descriptor, you know, like, she's a catty type of, you know, where it would be more of that side. It's just, I think she worded it.
Yeah, it's not as much of it as a, like, a strict behavior, like, she goes to work and...
So let's see, you had an 8, you had a 6. Melissa, you had a 7?
7.
And I had a 7.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So let's go over here.
I was leaning towards 5 because she criticizes